We are on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, the second line. Knan, we learned a machloike Rav Huna and Rabbe, when the Kedusha is chal on a bocher, that means if the mitchila it went out before Reiv of the Bukhir went out, was paid to the Rechem, when it goes out, is the Kedusha Chal. B'shas, the Kedusha is Chal on Reiv of the Bukhir. On Reiv of the Bukhir, or the Reish leaves the Bukhir, is paid to the Rechem, then the Kedusha is Chal on all the Chalokim of the Bukhir, and the Chedek Sheyotza Kfar. Or do I say that Lamafreyu Kodesh? That after the, when there's a late already, I say Lamafreya, that Bishas, the Yitzi of the Miyat, it was Niskadesh already Bishaitai. So we had a Machlokes, Rav Huna and Rabbe. Zakti Gemara Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Amavakeres, Amikasha Leile, you have Amavakeres, that is yet did not give birth, a mekasha leilet, and it's mekasha leilet, so we want to make sure that the kishu should not be mazik, the aim is machatech eiver, so one is permitted to cut each eiver as it comes out, umashlich leklovin. And then, and what does he do with these Eivorim? Since they came out before Roiv of the blood came out, so they don't have any Kedushas Bechayre, Umashlech Leklovim. My love, so the Gemara understood, it's speaking about Mechatech Umeiniach, that he cut the Eivorim, he left them there, and then, after Roiv of the Vlad went out already, then he takes these Eivorim as Mashlech Leklob. The Amrit Lemafreyu Kodesh, if you hold like Rav Huna Lemafreyu Kodesh, you cover me boy like. So Rav Huna said that after Roiv of the Vlad was Noilot, so the Chalokim that went out previously, on his Kaddish Lamafreya. So that means every Eva that went out, Bishasa went out, it was Niskadish. So if it was Niskadish, so why can you be Mashlechid Leklovim? It should be Torn Kvure. So the Gemara answers, Lehoche b'mayaskinen b'machatech u'mashlech. It's speaking about that when he cut each aver, he gave it right away to the klovim. So the aver was given to the klovim before Reiv of the blood went out. So there's no concept to say lemafreyo kodesh, because bishas Reiv of the blood came out was not boilam anymore. Let us see Rashi. Mechatech umeiniach, the Gemara understood, it's speaking about that he cut each eiver umeiniach. He leaves it there, at sheyetze haroiv. Va'af al gav sheyotze haroiv, even though roiv of the vlad came out already, va'harei achatichos lefoneinu, and the chatichos are still here. So the Mishnah says, mashlichai leklovim, you throw it to the klovim. I amrit bishloim mikan ulahabahu kodesh. If you will say that the kedusha is chal mikan ulahabah, umikam yitzias roiv loy kodesh. Before roiv went out, there was no kedusha whatsoever. The kedusha is first chal mikan ulahabah when roiv comes out. The Kodesh Midi, so Hanach, the Ichatru Mikamehochi, so those that were cut off before the blood before Rav of the Vlad came out, Leichola Kedusha Elayu. So there's no Kedusha that is Chal on these Chalokim. And the Cheshbon is, we'll see in Taisvis, the Cheshbon is because Bishas, the Kedusha is Chal, these Chalokim are Nifrad from the Vlad. They were cut off already. So the Kedusha is first Chal now, and this, it can't be Chal on the Chalokim Achatuchim because they have no Shaykhis anymore. If Mikan Olahaba, the Kedusha is Chal, they're not Mechuba anymore to the Vlad. So the Kedusha cannot be Chal on them. Hanach Dichatcha Mikame Hochi Leicholo Kedusha Elayu. So the Kedusha will not be Chal on them. So according to Rabbi, it's very good. There's no Kedusha, so you can be Mashlech L'Klovim. Eli Amrit de L'Mafrayuhu Kodesh, but if we will say L'Mafrayuhu Kodesh, that if the Roiv of the Vlad goes out, we say that L'Mafraya Bishas, each Chalik went out, it was Niskadish when it was Paiter de Rechem. Okiven de Rube Kamon, since Rube Lamaisa came out, Igoli Milse Biyitzias Aroiv de Mikori Kodesh Lohu, that Bishas, it went out, Igoli Milse Biyitzias Aroiv, now since Roiv went out, the Mikori Kodesh Lohu, that it was Niskadish Bishaitai when it went out. The Chalokim Akdumim were Niskadish Bishas, they went out. So how are you allowed to give them the klovim? How are you allowed to be mashlich le klovim? So the Gemara says, loy mechatech u mashlich. Thus, it's not speaking about mechatech u meniach. Speaking out, as soon as he cuts, eats eva, he's mashlich le klovim. The kivin de leisnayu, since they are not around anymore, so on what should be chal the kedusha b'shas gmar yetzias haroy? There's nothing on what it should be chal. I saw an interesting ha'ore from the Nachlei Dvash. The Nachlei Dvash is ma'ira. There's a mishnah in my holos that a kelev Sha'ochal Besar Ameis. So it says that if it was not Shoye Shloisha Yomi Me'es La'es, I considered the Besar Ameis Ki'ilu it's Be'en Mitzmetame. That means the digestion of a kelev takes 3 days. Also, in Baba Basra, the Bain Shlomed Rachmanes and Kloven, that they don't have too much food, so it takes a longer time for them to digest the food. So, Lemaise, it says over there, so you have a Kezias mace that's in the Kelev. It's talking about that the Kelev died, so the mace could be Metame. The mace could be Metame, the bias, because I have still a Kezias mace. It first gets digested after 3 days. So he asks the Ha'ore, so why doesn't it become Kaddish now? Rashi says that speaking about Mechatech HaMashlech, the Kivin de Lesnayu, Amatecho B'shas Kmar Yitzias Haroi. There's nothing that the Kedusha should be Chal. What do you mean there's nothing? They just gave it to the Klovim and it's still Ben. So l'chayre the kedusha should be chal. This chal kedusha. At the lesnu, so he wants to say could be Rashi means not the lesnu that it's not in existence. No, since it's volua in the kelev, so it becomes bottle to the gufa kelev, and it's command the lesnu tak, it's not considered as an entity bifnei atzmoi. The Mishnah in Holos is speaking about the kelev died. So then, that didn't get digested, then it's considered an entity bifnei atzma and it's metame ba'oil. But Kolzman, the kelev is alive, taka, it's considered less new. It becomes bottle to the kelev. So mamela, so there's nothing, so we don't have an eva b'chor that it should be chal the kedusha on it. It's called less night. The isur eleke. Now Rashi seems to ask another kasha. How can he cut the eva if we say lemafreya? That's speaking about that the kedusha is not chal afterwards because it's less nayu. But b'shas when he cuts the eva. So we say lemafreya, this eva, this eva was niskadish when Reiv goes out. So it comes out he was matul mum in the bechayr. How was he permitted to be chayter? It says mechatech eva is a heter to be mechatech. Why is he permitted to be mechatech? This is Rashi's kasha. So Rashi answers, the Kishada Kama Chulin Have Bishas when Kishada Kama Chulin Have when he cut it off, Hastis, it was Chulin. It's not called, he was Matul Mum. Bekotchim. So Bemison, this is not like we learned at Taisvis yesterday. Taisvis and Av Samach Tesamad Beis said, according to Rav Huna, you're not allowed to be Matul Mum when it's Yotzam Yutai, because since Lamafreyu Kodesh, so it's called Yematul Mum Bekotchim. That's what Taisvis said. They said a problem with the Gemara. Taisus says, we'll see Taisus by us and Afayin. We'll also ask Rashi's Kasha. We'll ask Rashi's Kasha, how is one permitted to be Mechatech? If you say Lemafrei, Rashi says, now it's Chulin. But Lemafrei is going to become, Mafrei is going to become Kodesh. So comes with Matul Mum Bekotchim. So we mentioned yesterday a Svore that since he's Bishas, he's Matul Mum. Then there was no Issa, because then it was Chulin. Lamafreya, it never will get a Kedushas B'chayr Tam, because after the Reiv comes out, so now it's a Bal Mum side to side. The Kedusha that is Chal when Reiv comes out is a Kedusha of a Bal Mum. So Memeila Lamafreya was also only Chal. The Lamafreya is Chal on the Evorim Akdumim, what is now Chal on the Reiv. And so since now on the Reiv is Chal, a Kedusha of a Bechor Balmum, so Lemafrei is also Chal, a Kedusha of a Balmum, with there's no Isser Bechlal of being Matal Mum in a Bechor Balmum. So that's the Chmir, the Shit Mekabetzis and Tmura brings a riot from this Rashi. But that's what Rashi means to say. V'isura leke, Rashi is asking now, Anu Kashim, Doki Shoda Kama Chulin Have, when he first threw it, it was Chulin. Avo B'yotzo Shlish, and then it never becomes. It's Chulin, and the Lamafreya also doesn't become a Bechor that is an Isser of Atolas Mumim, because it's not his Kedusha of a Bechor Bar Mum. Avol b'yotzo shlish u'moche loivet kechovim. But in the case of Rav Huna, when a shlish came out, and he sold this to a goy, b'chozo b'yotzo shlish acher, Bekulon lefoneinu. Here we could say, Ikalameime, Igoli Milse, that l'mafreya, after the whole, after roif comes out, v'chayla l'mafreya, we can say goloi milse, that the shlish b'shatoi was chal a kedusha, v'chayla l'mafreya, u'mevatla mechire. There we can say it's mevatla mechire. Agavulcha, from the lashon of Rashi, it would seem that it's a chalois lemafreya. That means that after roif comes out, so we say that lemafreya, mentioned the lashon of Tveres Yaakov, that after roif comes out is nispashit lemafreya, and the chlokim akdumim that went out. Rashi says, umevatlo mechira. It seems there was a mechira. Nitzmevatel the mechira. That means bishaitoi, when it was sold, it was chulin. Then later, when the roif comes out, so then it's chal lemafreya, a kedusha, lemafreya from when it went out, and that kedusha is mevatel the mechira. Because now it comes out that it was kodesh, he was unable to sell it. So al koponim, that's what the Gemara answers according to Rapune. That the Mishnah is speaking about that the chalokim that he cut off are not be'en, b'shas roif came out, so they never won the Kaddish. So the Gemara says, so it comes out, avo machatech u'meiniach, so but what will be l'maise? If a person cut off chalokim, and he left them there, and then till roif came out, so then the halacha will be, so then they say lemafreyu kodesh, and then rabbi mechuyev to be mekabel these chalokim. Is adeton the seife yotzer rubay yikover, and the seife says, and yotzer rubay seems to mean that roif came out bebas achas, is that then yikover. V'niftara min abechayra, and the roiv makes that the second vlad will be pota min abechayra. Lifloig v'lisnei b'didei. Why do you have to speak about a new case of yotzer rubay b'basachas? Let's speak about the previous case that mechatech eiver eiver. And that when we said mashlich leklovim, that is if it was not be'en, Bishas roif of the vlad went out, and say as follows: Bemed dvorim amurim b'mechatech u'mashlech eiver eiver. Then the halach is that is no problem. Avol mechatech u'meiniach yikover. Why do you have to say the halach of yikover is when roif bebas achas went out? Afilu mechatech eiver eiver. Also, there's a din yikover. The Mishnah seems to say the only case of yikover is if roif bebas achas came out. So the Gemara says that's takip pshat in the Mishnah. Ochinami kama, that's kufa the oimek kavonis haMishnah. B'meh dvorim amurim b'mechatech u'mashlech. That when is there halachim? That it doesn't become the Skadish, was mechatech u'mashlech, so b'shas roif came out, it's not behen. Avo mechatech u'meiniach, but if it was mechatech eiver eiver u'meiniach, nase kemisha yotza ruboi v'yikover. That's like a pshat in the Mishnah. Let us see what Rashi says. Adetoni yotza ruboi, the mashme b'basachas, That's the second bov is nase kemi. If it's mechatech u'meiniach, so then when roif comes out, it becomes niskadish lemafreya, and it's equivalent to yotzer rubay bebasachas, that there's a din yikover. Let us see Tosfos. My love, mechatech u'meiniach. V'amret l'mafreya kodesh, yikover miboyle. If you hold l'mafreya kodesh, so these chalokim למאפריה גב הקדושס בחיר, so they should need קבולה. תאמה, ולמאן דיום הנמי מכאן ולהבו הוא קודש, אפילו יהוד מכאן ולהבו הוא קודש, המי משלך לכלומן, קוראים תרבה, זה אוסו שווה. כיוון דקבר יוצא רובוי, so מכאן ולהבו, יוז מכאן ולהבו, everything, all the חלוקים become קודש. וכיוון דקבר יוצא רובוי, and it is יוצא רובוי, דבר רויב מחותך, if רויב came out, chopped up in pieces, נמי חושב לילדה, כדיום אבא מהפלס, דיוצא מחותך, ודרשש מקסגרייס, מי שיוצא רובוי, אימו יתמי ילדה. That when רויב comes out, even though it comes out מחותך, it's called that רויב came out. So, when רויב comes out, the whole, it becomes קודש מכאן ולהבה, all the חלוקים. ומתניסינמיק טוני, that it's considered a lady, it says, ונפטרו מן הבחירו, that the second vlada will be born, it's not a פטר רחם. בכל עניין קומה, בין שיוצא עברי ובין שיוצא רובי בבסחת. So Tosfos is asking הקשם, that אפילו יהוד מכאן ולהבו קודש, אבל מכאן ולהבו, that should be חל קדושס בחיר, on the whole blood, and on the chelik that was cut off, that was the chelik of the lady, and now there was a lady's blood, it's called Yotza Ruba, even though the lady was Derech Hituch, so everything should become Kaddish. The Bish Leimer, Imikan Olahabu Kaddish, if we say Mikan Olahabu Kaddish, Kiven the ein kedusha chola olav ad yitzias rubei, the kedusha can first be chal when roiv goes out. Im kein ma shenechtach koidem yitzias rubei, whatever was cut before, ein kedusha chola olav klav. The kedusha is to be chal now, so that was cut off from it has no shaychus at all with the vlat. It was cut off. The kedusha is to be chal now. And the cut-off Aver is not, there's no chibul whatsoever with the blood that's left inside. So memele, so it can't become Kaddish. Kivin den kdusha chola olav ad yitzias rubayim kein, ma shenechtach koidem yitzias roib, en kdusha chola olav klal. So the kedusha cannot be chal on it now. Before there was no kedusha, and now it can't be chal. V'yochel ashlichel leklovim af meyache yitzias aroyv. So that was went out before, which is not mechuber and mekusha to the blood, will not get now kedushas bechir. U'miyu mechiyotz aruboy ve'ilach. But after roiv went out, roiv that was chopped up went out. It's called now a leidim. Ton kvure le mashe yete. That means the what is still inside that became the skadish already. That became the skadish. I mean the bechor that is left and roiv was neilet. So now it's chal kedushas bechor. It's considered that the bechor was neilet and it's chal kedushas bechor on whatever is left b'mei imoy. וחיימש מלושן הקונטרס. ואף על גב דקטוני יוצא רובוי הרי זה ייקובר, even though the Mishnah seems to be saying that only when רויב comes out, then there's a דין קבורה, ומש מרובוי בבסחת, כנמוכח בסוגי, this is what this is a דויכי, ומש מעבל עבר עבר לוי, היינה דווקא לעניין, Hamiyut Harishin, that means that which first came out does not need Kvure. But the Miyut Ha'achoin, that Hulu Oisei Miyut, that what is left over, that means the Yitzias Roi gives a Halacha and the Miyut Shebefnim, that is a Kedushas Bechor, and that Hulu Oisei Miyut, Torek Kvure, Kshayotze Rubai. Ma'achad ein mechutach, the miyut that is b'fnim is not mechutech, is mechubah to the chalik of the bechayr. So memele, so that will need for it. אבל למד יום על המפרי הקודש שמתחילת הקדוש שכל עולה שמתחילת הקדוש שכל עולה ומתחילת הלידה אם כן במחות תכנם יקובה פירי so that's what Taisva says that if you hold the מפרי הקודש so then the קדוש was חל when it started coming out before it was מחות the קדוש is חל המפרי so then if it's still around there's a din קבור now Taisva says Va'amai de mechatech nami loy kashalei. Here Taisus is asking Rashi's kasha, and Taisus l'shitos he cannot say Rashi's kasha. That means Taisus, the Gemara only asked a kasha on Rav Huna, why, if it's speaking about mechatech umeiniach, why are you permitted to give it to Klovim? That was the Gemara's kasha, so the Gemara answered that it's speaking about It was mechatech umashlech. But why didn't the Gemara ask the kash if you hold lemafreyu kodesh, how are you allowed to cut it to begin with? That's Taisvus kasha. And Taisvus l'shitosi and avsamachtesam at base holds that this is a problem. That since I say lemafreyu kodesh, so it comes out that he was matel mum in a bechayr. Because the Mafrei Kodesh was Matamun Taisus, Taisus holds the Chela Karishin that went out. If you tell the Mafrei Kodesh, it has a din of a Bechir Tam. You're making it a Balmum. So how was he permitted to be Mechatech? Amai the Mechatech Nami Leika Shalei, Heichi Matal Baimum, Dikilu Ukmi Beneful Shaini Roi Lakrove. So Taisa says it could be the Mishnah speaking about a nafel that is not roi lakrovet, and there's no issa of atolus mum. The whole din of atolus mum is about a krovet, speaking about a nafel. So therefore, there's no issa. We're making a kimta. Inami mechatech koidem she yotzo laavir ho'ilo. Now here, what is Taisa saying? Taisus says a second teretz. It is not speaking about that he's mechatech the eiver after it came out of the aim. The mechatech the eiver after it came out from the aim says matal mum bekotchim. Because since I say lemafreyu kodesh, so it comes out lemafreye, this eiver has a kedushas bechir, and by cutting it, he's being matal mum in the bechayr. Now it's speaking about mechatech koidem sheyetzei la'avir ha'olam. He's mechatech before it ever went out la'avir ha'olam. He's mechatech the eva toich imoy. The whole of Afreyu Kodesh is when it goes out. But he is mechatech before it went out, inside. So Mamela is no problem. This is said before also such a chesbin that it's speaking about according to Rabuni, you mechatech when it's still inside. So it never became Kodesh. Before it became Kodesh. That's what Taisvus answers. Now we have to understand this Taisvus is pilei ploy. Taisvus is shreklach shver. Taisvus is saying, Taisvus has a problem. According to Rabuni lemafreyu Kodesh, so as soon that after Reif comes out, we say Lamafreya, the first Eva that came out that was cut was Kodesh Bishaitoi. But the first Eva came out 1 o'clock. The Reif came out 1:05. So I say from after Reif comes out, I say from 1 o'clock, the Eva that came out 1 o'clock is Kodesh. How was he permitted to cut it? It's a Balmum. He's Matlum Mum Bakod. So Taisus says, no, he didn't cut it when it came out. He cut it when it's inside the aim. So it never became Kodesh. It never became Kodesh. Machil Kodesh means when it's Poitah, the Rechem, then it gets a Kedusha. It's speaking he cut it before. No, if he cut it inside, so this Chelik that came out was Yichonad HaPetah Rechem. This is an Eva, a cut off Eva that he cut it inside. and it went and then he slapped it out, it got pushed out of Kasha Pamaisa. But this Ava never became Kodesh. This is not a pet. So the Gemara, so what's shot in the Gemara? The Gemara is Akasha speaking about Choytech Umeinia. It's still around. Oh, if it's around, it should get Kedushas Bochur. So according to Tosis, it won't get Kedushas Bochur. It's around. But we're speaking about, if we have a different Kasha, how could you be Choytech? Is the Territ is Choytech Bebefnim? So it's Choytech Bebefnim, so never got Kedushas Bochur. So what is shot in the Gemara? So I thought the Kedushas Bochur lives by Tachin on Tosis. Doesn't understand Tosis. Rabbi Chanan also asked the kasha in Kovetz Yunim, and Rabbi Chanan says that Teret, Taisvus means that not he cut off the Eva, he made a chetach in the Eva Bifnim. Made a cut. So Lamais is a Balmum already. So that's what he did. The Atolus Mum, he made the Mithil Machuba, but he made it a Balmum Bifnim, and the later came out. So God Kedushas Bechert, God Kedushas Bechert, so it seems you're not allowed to give it to Klovim, even though it's a Balmum, you're not allowed to give it to Klovim. Seems that's the Gemara's Kashi, you're not allowed to give it to Klovim. So the Gemara says that he gave it to the Klovim before Reif came out. Even though we hear that it's a Balmum, you're allowed to give to a Goy, but I say it's a Kelev not. That's the Gemara's Kashi. We have to understand, so why is this a din kvura? That that's a little shvet. But l'chayre, there is a din kvura, because the Mishnah says in Seif Temure, Kachim Shei Pilu, the Zachiyev Kvure, that's in that Taisvah's first Teret, that it was an Eifel, and we heard in Taisvah's Tav Samach Tesam at Beis, Taisvah's brought down a Gemara in Zvachim, a Sheikhed as a Bechur Benimsa Treife, that the Basar is also Bahano, if there's no Heter Achille, so then it's also Bahano. So this Eiver that came out, the Zichano Heter Achila on it, because there was no Shechita on it, so it's also Bano, and there's a Din Kvure. There's Taka a Din Kvure. But that he accomplished by making a Chituch, Teichimoy, so then there was Zichachulun, so it wasn't Matl Mumba Kotchi. The later, when it comes out, so then it gets a din of kedushas of a bocher of a balmum. That's not roi lachila. So lachira is a din kvura. Zok to gemara vayta. Here we have a very interesting gemara. Boy rove, rove kler da shaila. Holchu beivorim achar haroyf, veloy holchu beivorim achar haroyf. By Eivorim, do you go Bosor Roiv Eiver, or you don't go Bosor Roiv Eiver? And what is the Shaila? Eichidomi, Ileime Kegoin Sheyotso Roiv Bemiyut Eiver. That means like this, that the Aloch is, if Roiv of the Vlad comes out, if Roiv of the Vlad comes out, so it's just called Yolud. Roiv of the Vlad comes out, it's called Yolud. Now, what will be the din if Roiv of the Vlad, it's called Roiv of the Vlad because a Miut Eiver came out together with what had come out till now. Now, let us be Megashim the Inyan. Let us say that in order to make Roiv, Roiv, we have to have that Roiv of a regal came out. Let's, in order to say that Roiv was Yolod, Roiv of the regal has to come out. No, a chelik of the regal has to come out. That means the behemoth came out till the regal. And when the behema came out till the regal, let us say the vial, that half of the behema is out and half of the behema is in. So it's half and half. Now a small chalik of the regal came out. So now we say, oh, now we see what is out. Roiv of the behema is out. So let's look at this regal. The regal, roiv of the regal is still inside. So now the Gemara clears a shaila. The Gemara clears a shaila as follows: Sheyotza roiv, roiv of the behema went out of the aim b'miyut eva. That the cheshbon of roiv is because a miyut eva went out. So this miyut eva is mistarif, let's say, to chatzi a behema, and now I have roiv of the vlad went out. Now he has a very lumdish shaila. Hi, miyut, the baroi, the miyut that is outside. I have, let's say, a miyut regal that is outside. Bosa roiv the eber shadinale, but roiv of the regal is inside. And there's a cheshbin, you go bosa roiv. So since roiv of the regal is inside, I should say halachically that this meat is also inside, because roiv of the regal is inside. Bosa roiv the eber shadinele, oi bosa rube the uber shadinele. The Gemara is a shaila. Should I say that this meat eber that came out is it shadinele, bosa roiv ha'eiver, and then I will consider keilu this miyut is still inside. Oy basa rube de uber shadinelei. Or you go basa roiv ha'uber. Now, let us see Rashi. Holchu beivorm kedemaporish ba'ozol. Sheyotso rubei, roiv of the vlad came out, b'miyut eiver. The roiv was created through a miyut eiver. Roiv ha'uber yotzo u'miyut echad min ha'evorim, a miyut of one of the evorim, hishlim li'yitzias ha'roiv. That was, that made, that it, we should say, that roiv of the uber went out. V'komi bo'ile holchu be'evorim achar ha'roiv. By the evorim do I say, I'm done the evor. Should I be done where the Eiver is? Olche beivorim acharoi. The nishdi miyut Eiver sheyotza. Bosa ruboi shebifnim. I should say that the miyut Eiver that went out, since roiv of the Eiver is inside, so there's a concept of ruboi kikuloi. So I consider keilu the roiv that is bechutz is also bifnim. Vahave keman, the loinofikai miyut. So we consider ke'ilu, the miyut never went out. And if the miyut never went out, v'leke yitzias raivubas, I don't have a raivuba. The whole raivuba is because of this miyut. This miyut was maslam the raiv. And therefore, v'im rotzo, so there was no lady yet, achatech, he can cut it, or maslich leklovim. Umishumato mumbe kochim leka, the mutter laato mumbe prayer, kaidim she eats a laver oilam. Kagan yitzis roishi yitzis rube der magaloisa before that. It has a din chulin, and there's no isa bechlau to be matal mumbe chulin. Oilai holchu. Or maybe you don't go bosa roiv eva. Vishadine lay bosa roiv uber. You go bosa roiv uber. Leishav kinen roiv uber v'nezel bosel roiv eva. Now, the lashon of the Gemara is very shver. The lashon of the Gemara, it seems to be saying, we hear conflicting interests over here. There's a roiv eva and roiv uber. So which roiv is more chashiv? If you go bosel the roiv eva, so mitad roiv eva, since roiv eva is inside, we consider like the miyut eva is also inside. So mamela, so it's inside, it's finished. So there's no roiv uber, it's inside. We just took this miyut eva and put it inside. Or do we go bosa roiv uber? Now, this is, Shadini Leibosa Reivuba, but this is Schrecklich Schwer. There's no Reivuba. This makes the Reivuba. I'll say Gufa Onudonim. You don't have a Reivuba. If the Shail be there's a Reivuba, and there's a Reiv Eva, and which Reiv is more Choshev, so then we'll hear the Shail. Reivuba is more Choshev, Reiv Eva is more Choshev, then there's a Dian. But you don't have Reivuba. We're speaking about this mitzvah, and this mitzvah makes it right. So what is the tzad? You shouldn't go bosa reiv eva, the shadinim bosa reiv uba. There's no reiv uba. There's no reiv. If you don't go bosa reiv, they'll become reiv uba. But so what is the second tzad? What is the second tzad? From the lashon of Rashi, it would seem that the shaila is the shadinim. The Lashon of Rashi is as follows. Eloyocho shadinu leibosa reiv uba, the loy shavkinen reiv uba, v'nezel bosa reiv eva. So that's right. The Lashon of the Meiri is dachsach meir, a little more understandable. The Meiri says like this. Ilu nidain achel ubei shebefnim. If you'll be done but with the roiv that's inside, ain't kan roiv uber yoytzeh. So if you go boser the eiver, so there's no roiv uber yoytzeh. Ve'im hu nidoin acher hayoytzeh, but if you're done acher hayoytzeh, hushlom hayoytzeh l'roiv. So the way the Meiri puts it down, the shaila is not I go boser this roiv or this roiv. If you go bosa roiv, the roiv is roiv eva. But maybe it's nidin acher hayoytzei. That lemaise, that since this is also hayoytzei, this is vimu nidin acher hayoytzei, hushlam hayoytzei l'roiv. It's, the shaila is roiv eva or acher hayoytzei. Not acher roiv uba. Now there's a shach in Yeredeye that stells the Chan Rashi, the shach is Simon Yedalit, Sibkotten Tess. The shach asks this kasha. L'chayre eini medugdik ma shekosav acha roiv ha'uba. This is the Lashon of Rashi. You go bosa roiv uba, the balav haimiyut eva shimi bachutz leka roiv uba. There's no roiv uba over here. What said you go bosa roiv uba? There's no roiv uba. I'm down on this mitzvah saver. You go bosa roiv uba. So like the shach, there's no roiv uba over here. It'll make it roiv uba. V'nire da'al shem soifoi kori le roiv uba. That's what Rashi says, you go bosa roiv uba. Not that that's the reason why you don't go bosa roiv uba. Rashi means, I think the shach means like the Meiri, that it will be called Reiv Uba if you go Bosa the Yoytzeh. And then the Shach says something very interesting. The Shach says, what is if inside you have Reiv Uba and Reiv Eva? That means we have like this. You have that, let's say, inside you have, let's say, 49% of the uba is inside. 49% of the uba is inside. Outside is 48%. 48% of the, that's the matzav. And the uba, besides this miyateva, besides the miyateva, you have 49% of the uba inside. And this miyut eva will make that there's now 3% of the uba that comes out with the miyut eva. The miyut eva will make it now 50. The miyut eva will make it. But now, when we are being done, what to be goyra the miyut eva inside or outside? If we take the miyut eva as an entity b'fnei atmoi, you have roiv uba and roiv eva kenegdoi. Because, but you have roiv uba is inside, If you would take this as an entity b'fnei atzmai, that means outside this 48% of the yuba, inside this 49% of the yuba. So memeli yevroif. So inside you have roif uba and roif eva. Apal pikein, the shach says v'hu adinim hoy b'fnim yoisa mibachutz b'loy hamiyat eva. Shadinen lei a uber shemi bachutz, given shebemiet eiver sheimoy have a right uber mi bachutz. Now, again, not the prima godin brings down shechidish, tafagav shebebeli miet eiver, yesh mi bechnim reiv uber vareiv eiver, mikomokim kiven da ato bachutz hareiv. But I think the lumdis is, I mean, Lemaise now, he need an Acher Ayote. I think the Lumdus is, not because the Reiv is got from the inside, but since it is Yote together with the rest of the, it's Yote together with the rest of the Uber, so I said it has a din of the Yaitzei, like, this is lumdus to schlep it in. I mean, with lumdus I want to schlep it in. There's Reif Uber inside, there's Reif Eiver inside. This is lumdus. In Messias, it's together with the Yaitzei. And the Messias is together with the Yaitzei. So I say that Reif Yaitzei is more choshev than, I mean that you're down who needs an acha hayoytzei, not because it's roiv. Hakel, al zeguf anodonim. I don't have a roiv yet. It's needs an acha hayoytzei. He says the loshna of Rashi is lavdavke. That's what the v'nira al shem soif I call ile roiv uber. That means eventually it becomes roiv uber, but that's not the reason. That is not the reason it's nigra bosar the chutz. I think there's a besundere din. The way the Miri says, nidzei nacha hayoytzei. I mean, cause lemaise it is bachutz. So lemaise, I say that's where it is. And this is only lumdus to say, since reveva, revuva is inside, to consider keilu. Here I have a keilu, it's inside, and here my metzias is outside. So a metzias of being outside is more choshev than a keilu that's inside. I think that is pshat in the, that is pshat in the sugya. So the Gemara says, pshite, the loy shav kinen, rube de uba vazuna basa roi veiva. It's zicha no shayla. It's poshit, you go basa the yoytei, and I say that it's roi veiyotei. So the Gemara says, so what is the Shaila of Rava? Hochu beivorim acher haroit. Elo kegoin sheyotza chetzyoi beroiv eva. This is the Shaila. The Shaila is that half of the behemoth went out. So it's half and half. It's mamashin half and half. But the half that went out is a half because of roiv eva. That means, roiv, let's say, we said the leg made it, the leg that went out, roiv of the leg went out. And after the roiv of the leg went out, it's mach tal mach. So the violet's not yolot. The violet's not yolot. But do I say, come boile, hahu miyut de begavoy. There's a miyut of an eva still inside. Malem ishdayu bosa roiv eva. Do you, are you greater the meat of the eva that's inside basa roiv eva? And I say ki ilu that meat also went out. So it's called yolud. So maybe you can't be chaytachet anymore. Or maybe not. That means can the lumdus of roiv eva make it a yolud? Even though in b'mitzias it's machse al machse. Can Reiv Eva make it, can Reiv Eva make that Keilu, the Chelik Shebefnim, is also Yolot? What does Rashi say? Hello, Shayota Chatsi Shalubo. The Rav Eiver Mashlim Oisea Chatsi. Rav of the Eiver is Mashlim Oisea Chatsi. Now it's half and half. The Isha Dina Lemiyute Digavoi Bosarube. It will say the Miyut Eiver is Nigra Bosaroi Eiver. Nafik Lei Rube de Blad. Right? That was the shy level of it. The first shayla is really no shayla. It's posha you go bosa the yaitse. The shayla is, but can we say ki ilu the miyut avish bifnim yotza? Now it's also considered rav yaitse. That was the gemara shayla. Toshma. Gemara be posha the shayla. Yotza ruboy. Areza yikover. It says in the Mishnah, if Roiv went out, so now it's Chal Kedushas Bechir, so it needs Kvura. My Rubai, Ilayim Rubai Mamish. So you have to tell me, Atashtalesh, meaning the Rubai Kikuloi? And the Mishnah is to tell me this halacha, that if Roiv Uber went out, it's called Yolo. Elalav Kegoin Sheyotza Chetjoi Bereveva. The Mistamed speaking about that's a Yotze Rubai. That Chetzi went out for Rav Eiver. And it's called Yotze Rubai because Al Taloche, I say that the Miyut Eiver Shebifnim is Kilo Yotze. So now you hear Rav Yotze. So the Gemara says, Loi, that's not the case. Now the case is speaking about Kigoin She Yotze Rubai B'Miyut Eiver. Rav went out the Miyut Eiver, the first year. Kamash Malon de Leishav Kinon, Rubai de Uba de Behema Ba'ozlinen Bosor Eiver. We don't. Leishav Kinon, Rubai de Uba de Behema, that means we say, in the first case, that the Chalak, that it becomes Matsurev to the Chalak Hayoite, and we don't say Ki Ilu, it's Bifnim, because of the Rav Eiver. So the Taisus Arosh asks Akasha, he says, doesn't understand. When Rove cleared the Shaila, so the Gemara says, what's the Shaila? Pshite, the Leishav Kinen, Rube, the Uba, Vazlina, Bosa, Rav Eiver. The Gemara says, in such a case, we have Rav Eiver, Bevifnim, and the Miyut, Mibachut, is Mashlim, Rav Uba, Yezicha, Go, Bosa, the Chelek Hayayte. So the Mosh said it's posh, there's no Shaila. And here the Mosh says that's Shan, the Mishnah. So the Tais HaRosh says, it's not to declare a Shaila, for Rava to declare such a Shaila, it's not for Rava to declare such a Shaila, because it's posh that the Lomdus is, that Mestome, that, that would it's a Yaiti b'metzias, is Icha more choshev than the Lomdus ke'ilu loyot. That, the Rava wouldn't declare such a Shaila. The Shaila was the other way around, that it was Machze v'Reveve, and we can clear that maybe Ki'ilu can make it like Reve went out. The Mishnah is not telling us Chidushim. Sometimes the Mishnah says another Poshet also. The Mishnah wants to be Koilu, Halach Epshut, it doesn't have to say too many Chidushim. So the Mishnah could be telling us this. But Rabbah shouldn't clear such a Shaila.